Welcome to the With You Always podcast, brought to you by Sushipe, the online community and formation platform for disciples. Here we invite followers of Jesus Christ to share reflections and wisdom from the journey. Our hope is to instill a recognition that God is indeed with us always. Today, Lois Heron, writer and blogger from Sioux Falls, South Dakota, shares what God is doing in her life.
Welcome to the With You Always podcast, brought to you by Come Follow Me, where we invite followers of Jesus Christ to share reflections and wisdom from the journey. Our hope is to instill a recognition that God is indeed with us always. Today, Lois Heron shares what God has been doing in her life.
Greetings, friends. Salvation history is at the very heart a love story. God, the tremendous lover of our soul, created us to love him, not as the world loves with strings attached, but as he loves. In God's eyes, the covenant of love he made with us in creating us is not negotiable, for it is perfect love. In our eyes, well, we are prone to wander from the lover of our soul, aren't we? We forget to remember who this lover is, and we are worse for the wear, aren't we? The biblical language of God's love and his beloved communicates through the imagery of the covenant of marriage. What kind of marriage would we have with our spouse if all we were concerned about was ticking off duties that accompany the covenant of marriage? The Israelites, as well as the young men in the gospel reading for today, seem to measure their love according to their adherence to the law of the covenant, rather than giving themselves in complete union. What a stale and unfulfilling understanding of God. We too can get carried away with that kind of mindset, can't we? Quite a while ago, I began praying for the Lord to heal me from the thinking that I had to earn his love. As time passed, the Holy Spirit opened my eyes to who I am to the Lord. I am the beloved daughter of the Most High God. I am united with him through Jesus Christ and his church. I am counted among the beloved bride of Christ. His Holy Spirit counsels me in the way of his love. When I receive the sacrament of the Eucharist in the worship of the Mass, I'm not just ticking off a duty. I am loving Christ in receiving his body and blood with the understanding of the consummation of the covenant of marriage. Why would I ever want to neglect the lover of my soul? With this in mind, let's consider the readings from the Old Testament books of Judges 2 and Psalm 106 that are antecedents to the gospel reading from St. Matthew 9. The writer describes the all too familiar pattern of God's people. They would offend the lover of their soul over and over by abandoning him for the shiny things, as I like to say, of the cultures they were immersed in. The young man in the gospel account was very much set on keeping the covenant with the Lord by following the law of the covenant. Here we see the two extremes of misconceptions of who we are in the eyes of the Lord. In common language, the Israelites disrespected the covenant in their lust after created goods. And the young man respected the duty in performance to the covenant, absent complete union with the Lord. Either extreme, in essence, leaves the Lord as the jilted lover. Let's put ourselves in the scene of the young man's encounter with Jesus in Matthew 9. A young man approached Jesus and said, "Teacher, what good must I do to gain eternal life?" He answered him, "Why do you ask me about the good? There is only one who is good. If you wish to enter into life, keep the commandments." He asked him, "Which ones?" And Jesus replied, "You shall not kill. You shall not commit adultery. You shall not steal. You shall not bear false witness. Honor your father and mother, and you shall love your neighbor as yourself." The young man said to him, "All of these I have observed. What do I still lack?" Jesus said to him, "If you wish to be perfect, go, sell what you have and give to the poor, and you will have treasure in heaven. Then come, follow me." When the young man heard this statement, he went away sad, for he had many possessions. Oh, I find myself in his shoes. Christ knew the young man better than he knew himself. The young man's question, "Which ones?" revealed his heart. He was saying to Christ, "What do I have to do to love you?" rather than, "How may I love you completely?" Jesus knew the young man kept the commandments, but when it came to the essence of the commandments, he was more concerned with what he loved rather than who he loved. And so Jesus hones in on the heart of the matter by saying, "If you wish to be perfect, go sell what you have and give to the poor, and you will have treasure in heaven. Then come, follow me." Jesus knew his divided loyalty. How's it with you today? Is your loyalty to the lover of your soul divided? Perhaps you find yourself performing for God and keeping the commandments, but you hold back in complete union with the lover of our soul. I'd like to pray the Suscipe of St. Ignatius of Loyola as we end today. May we allow the Holy Spirit to nurture in us complete love for the lover of our soul. Take, Lord, and receive all my liberty, my memory, my understanding, my entire will, all that I have and call my own. You have given it all to me. To you, Lord, I return it. Everything is yours. Do with it what you will. Give me only your love and your grace. That is enough for me. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Hi everyone, my name is Eric Gallagher, the founder of Suscipe, the online community and formation platform for disciples. I wanted to take a moment to thank you for listening and also to encourage you to check out our online community at suscipe.co. That's suscipe.co. At suscipe.co, we're constantly offering free book studies, self-guided mini retreats, opportunities for family fun, prayer, and more. If you're interested in engaging with a community of individuals who are desiring to grow deeper in their spiritual lives, check out suscipe.co and get involved today.